This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within, all I have, I give. Jesus, oh, I give you my soul, live for you alone, you every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, have your way in me. Oh, this is our desire tonight. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within, all I have within me, I give you praise. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, you every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, have your, oh, I give you Jesus, oh, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, you every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, have your way in me. Oh, aren't you glad he knows your name? He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees that falls and hears me when I call. I have a maker before my woe, before even time began, my life was in his hand. Oh, I'm glad he knows. He knows. I have a father. He's all. He'll never leave me, no matter where I am. Oh, he knows. He knows my name. He knows my name. In this, the closing day of time. Hallelujah. Oh, there's no more time. What joy that glorious hope all affords. And soon, oh, wondrous truth supply, oh, wondrous truth supply, he shall reign, King of kings and Lord of. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, he's come. Son is coming. Oh, with joy we welcome his returning. It may be morning, day, night or noon. Oh, I know he's coming. Signs around in earth and air, around in earth and air, open, painted on the starlit, oh, painted on the starlit sky, God's faithful witness. Oh, we declare, we declare, we declare that the coming of our Savior joy is coming soon. He's come, soon he's coming. Oh, with joy we welcome his return. Christ beneath us lying calm. Place numbers all sharp. Well, they shall rise when through the portals of the, well, through the portals of the sky, he shall come to prepare our parade. Oh, he's coming, he's coming. Soon he's coming. Oh, he's coming with joy.
With joy.
We welcome his return. It may be morning, it may be
night on door.
Oh, he's coming. Coming soon. Oh, we, oh, and we who living yet remain. Oh, we who living yet remain. Oh, God, God shall meet our faithful. Oh, we shall meet our Lord. Oh, we cherish not it. Oh, it's a reality, it's not in vain.
Oh, but we comfort,
oh, we comfort one another.
Oh,
soon and very soon he's coming. He's coming.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, we are ready for you, Lord. We are waiting.
Oh,
we are ready.
We joy.
We joy.
We welcome his people.
For you, Lord.
Oh, come, come. We will come.
is coming. Once more.
Yes,
with joy,
we will come here with prayer.
It may be.
Oh,
hallelujah! Praise God.
I don't know.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I know.
Oh, blessed be your name, Lord.
So.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
I know.
How many believe that? Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Come. We are ready.
Hallelujah.
We want to go home.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many are grateful to Him?
Amen.
Oh, grace, once again, has given us this opportunity to be in His presence. And we thank the Lord for the day so far. Our going out and coming in our working places, in our homes, our children to school and back. Are you grateful to Him this evening?
Thank you, Lord.
Then let us say a word to Him. Say, Lord, we thank you for your grace, your protection, your mercies, your loving kindness that has seen us through the day. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, how we appreciate you this evening, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far. Oh, our going out and our coming in, Lord. Father, it has been your mighty hands that has protected us, O God. We thank you for the sustaining power, Lord. You sustain us through the day. You've clothed us, you've fed us, Lord. And Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, this evening, Lord, grace, amazing grace, always sufficient. Oh, has opened yet another time for us, oh God, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, we say glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Lord Jesus, tonight, even as we have come to your presence, Lord. Oh, one thing, Lord, we know. That even as the psalmist said, one thing I desire of you, Lord, and will seek after, is to dwell in your house. Oh, yes. And to behold your beauty, Lord, and to inquire into your temple, Lord. Father, where could we go when our souls is testing, Lord Jesus, for eternal life? There is no other place than to come to your house, Lord. So here we are tonight, Lord, in your presence, Lord Jesus. The purpose for which, Lord, you have called us. Oh, we bow before you, Lord. We come with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord, knowing that, Lord Jesus, you will never despise. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, good Master. Oh, how grateful we are, Lord Jesus, and thankful, oh God, to you. As we, Lord, with appreciation, Lord, we come tonight. Oh, believe in the Lord Jesus. Oh, you ordained this day for a purpose, oh God. And your purpose are always good. And Father, no one comes to your presence and go back the same. So tonight we'll come believing that, Lord, your word, oh Father, will find a place in us. Because there is always life in it, oh God. So Lord Jesus, even as we turn to the reading of your word, oh God, we ask the Holy Spirit now, oh, to come and sweep over us from the pulpit to the pews. And the Lord Jesus, tonight, O God, will be a special day, O Lord, in our lives.
Amen.
Father, bless your word, O God. Even as we read, in Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before we read the words, there is Brother Teach. Brother, you are welcome. Sister, you are welcome.
Amen.
How's the brethren over there in England? Amen, amen, amen. You are welcome. Feel at home. You come to your brothers, the same house, the same word. Amen. The same spirit.
Amen.
God bless you, my dear sister. Amen. 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 Let's turn to the reading of the word. Let's read from Exodus 12. We read the 12 and 13 verse. And then we will sit down and we'll read another scripture. Praise God. He said, and I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. This night. And will smite all the firstborns in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts, and against all the gods of Egypt. And I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plagues shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Dear Lord Jesus, these are your word of God. And as the prophet said, upon every word hangs, Lord Jesus, oh, our destination, our eternal destination. Lord Jesus, bless your word tonight, Lord, as we sit at your feet, O God. Lord, we come with that broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. As our sacrifice tonight, the Lord Jesus, you will not despise it, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your word. We ask it all in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, thank God we are together again tonight.
Amen.
And brethren, until time would be no more, we would not cease speaking about him,
Amen.
Talking about him. Amen. We will not stop talking about him until time is over. When we shall not count days anymore,
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When we have entered into eternity, that, you know, you remember that song that let's talk about Jesus.
Amen.
The King of Kings is he.
Amen.
The Lord of Lords Supreme.
Amen.
Through all eternity, that he is the great I am.
Amen.
The way, the truth, the life, the door. Oh, let's talk about Jesus more and more. Amen. And there is a quote I read about 2 weeks ago. George told me he liked that quote really well. Let me just read it again from the message book, The Good Shepherd of the Sheep. He said, I don't believe there is any greater thing that we could talk about tonight than would be the Lord Jesus. Is that he is the greatest person that we could talk about. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, I just love to talk and brag about him.
Amen.
Because he is worthy of all things
Amen.
That anyone could say. And I've never found in my voice yet, or in my thinking, any word that could ever express my gratitude
Hallelujah.
To him. For all that he has done for me and for everyone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe, I don't know when, the time we could get any word to describe the love of God. Already you know that song.
Amen.
If we had to write the love of God, the skies even, we won't find a place to write them again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So tonight... We read a scripture that we have been reading many, many times. Now, as we are seated, I want us to look at another scripture, which is connected to our message tonight. It's a long one, that's why we had to sit and then grab all what the Lord has for us. That's Joshua 2, we shall read from 9 to 24. Though we should have started from the beginning, and you know, let me read the place. But let's start from verse 9. You know the story already. So let's start from verse 9. And she said unto the men, that's Rahab, the woman Rahab. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Oh my, I love this woman. Look at her faith. He said, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Amen. Not that the Lord will give you the land. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at this woman.
Yes.
Not that the Lord will give you the land. He said, I know.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord has given you the land.
Amen.
Established.
Yes.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Let us carry that kind of faith.
Amen.
That what? I've received my healing.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, look at this woman. Not I will, he will give. But he said, he has given you the land. And that your terror is falling upon us. And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you.
Amen.
This is a great testimony. He said, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, as Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. You see, faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
Hearing what? Hearing the word of God. And so this woman heard something. Rahab heard something. How God dried up the sea for the children of God to walk through. And there are these two kings, so mighty they were. Mighty kings. And they heard that these kings have been totally destroyed.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hearing this alone, he told the two preachers who came to her, said, look, I know
Amen.
The Lord has given you the land.
Amen.
He has given you Jericho.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He has given you Jericho. I believe it. Her own city. Oh, yes, sir. So much fortified. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God.
Amen.
In heaven above and in earth below.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting this woman's testimony?
Amen.
How she believed God. It's your God. He is the God. He is God of heavens and of earth here. He said, now therefore, now he is asking for salvation now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord. This shows what? Desperation.
Hallelujah.
Desperation. She was desperate for what? Salvation.
Amen.
Oh, brethren, how do we weigh our own desperation? Sisters, are we weighing our own desperation? Are you desperate? Like this woman? Yes, sir. Like Rahab. He said, now swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me, oh yes, sir, and give me, I want you to tell me, and give me
a true token.
Give me what? A true token. Praise God. I don't need a false something. A false religion. But a true token. Oh, yes, sir. Didn't say just an ordinary, give me a token. He said a true token. Yes, sir. God bless her. And God truly blessed her. Amen. Verse 13, and that ye will save, alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Oh, yes, sir. This woman, there is a lot about her. Lot about her. She's not thinking about her own self.
No.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
She was not thinking about only her own salvation. But she was thinking about what? His father, her father, her mother, her brothers, her sisters, and all that even they have. Oh, parents. It's a challenge. Amen. We are coming to that. At the close of the service, we are coming to that. To bring in all under what? Under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the man answered her, our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town hall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards may you go your way. When you read from the beginning, you see that these two preachers, the spies, were sent by Joshua to Jericho, and there was a report who went to the king that there were some spies in town, and they were in Rahab's house. And when they sent soldiers to come and take them away, Rahab hid them on the rooftop, praise God, of her house. He hid them. Amen. And now, the pursuers, he told them, look, do you know where they've gone? They just left. So pursue them. Just what? Threw them somewhere else. Amen. Pursue them. They just went through this side. Pursue them. You get them. While they were hidden in her house. See? So now, he said, when she was letting them out through her window, she even gave them the advice. That, look, go by the mountains, not by the road, because they have gone by the road. Go by the mountains and remain there for 3 days. And after they have returned, then you can just get onto the road and go your way. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So that's what actually she was telling them. So she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards may you go your way. And then the man said unto her, we will be blameless. Now they are going to give her. Oh,
hallelujah.
The message. Praise God. They were going to give her now the message. So we will be blameless of this thine oath,
amen,
which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and mother and brethren and all the family, household, home into what? Unto thee. Praise God. Verse 19. And it shall be, brethren, take notice. Take notice here. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the door of thy house into the streets. Praise God. Whoever will go out into the streets, his blood shall be upon his head. His own blood shall be upon his head. Praise the Lord. And we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house. Amen. His blood will be on our head. If any hand be upon him. Oh, praise God. If you go out, that one is not our praise. We are not guilty of that. That's the message. If you go out, it's over to you. Your blood is upon your own head. Amen. Amen. But if you will be in the house, then if anything happens to anyone, we take the blame. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. My brother, my sister, this to us now. Going out, going away from the presence of God,
amen,
let's stay in his presence. Amen. Telling us to stay in line, stay in his presence. Yes, sir. And being in his presence, my brother, is no more you. Look. Everything is already what? Under control. God is not responsible. As long as you continually stay in his presence, he is responsible for your life. He is responsible if you stay in his presence. And if thou utter these our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. Verse 21. And she said, according unto your word, so be it. Have you heard it before?
Amen.
Amen. You heard it before?
Amen.
According to what? Unto your words, so be it.
Amen.
Oh, you heard it before. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
When the angel Gabriel, praise the Lord, brought the message to Mary. Something so impossible, out of the way of man's thinking, out of the way of science. Praise God. He said, let it be unto thy handmaid according to your word. Amen. That means, my brother, the question is, when the word of God comes to you, don't reason with the word. No doubting. You shouldn't reason. But do what? Believe.
Amen.
Just believe.
Hallelujah.
That's all about it.
Amen.
That's the covenant we had with God. He swore by himself that he will do it. And ours is to do what? To believe and to accept.
Amen.
Praise God. And she sent them away. And now look at this place also. Sent them away. And they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Oh, hallelujah. So what is it? Immediately, right there, when they were just descending, oh, he just bound the word with scarlet. Not the question of, oh, let me wait. When I see them coming, then I put the scarlet. When I see them coming, then I'll put the scarlet. No, sir! Oh, hallelujah! That very hour, that very minute, that very second, she put what the scarlet coat. Because the word of God says, no one knows when he will be coming. Amen. You don't know the hour. You don't know the minute, the second that he will be coming. So immediately, she tired it. Praise God. While they have not yet even, they were just there, she could not even see them going, she tired it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Wasting time, wasting your time. The Lord, when I see that things are getting that, then I begin to, I will start going to church. I want to finish my course and then I will get time to worship God. Oh, is that so? Okay. Praise the Lord. You will never finish your course. Every day there will be course for you to do. Amen. Every day there will be a course for you to do. Yes, sir. You will never finish. And they went, verse 20, and they went and came through onto the mountains and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned, and the pursuers sought them throughout the way. They found them not. Now listen to this place again. So the two men returned and descended from the mountains and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. Now listen to this place. Amen. Amen. He said, and they said unto Joshua, truly, amen, truly, the Lord had delivered into our hands all the land. Amen. Amen. Truly, the Lord, he has delivered Jericho into our hands. Amen. You remember the other people, their report? You remember the other people, their report?
Yes.
The 10 elders, their report. You remember?
Amen.
We can't. Look, they are so giants. And we look like grasshoppers. We can never, Joshua, let us, Moses, let us go back. Let us go back. If we won't, we will make a captain by ourselves and let the captain take us back to Egypt. Oh, brethren, these people, they left Egypt and they came with their bodies, as the other day you heard, and they left their hearts still in what? In Egypt. Their heart was still in Egypt. These people could not even know that they crossed a Red Sea. Eh?
Yeah.
They crossed a Red Sea. Yeah. So you are going back. You go and meet the Red Sea. How are you going to cross?
Amen.
See?
Exactly.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But these two, they came, they said, truly, the Lord had delivered into our hands all the land. Amen. For even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. They faint because of us. Praise the Lord. So, we look at this scripture before. Last week we were talking about the covenant between God. God made a covenant with Abraham. And he told Abraham, behold, my covenant is with thee. Amen. And then he told something also to Noah. That Noah, I will remember my covenant. Amen. I will remember my covenant. my covenant. So before we really come to our message, let us turn to Noah also, because we want to gather all this before we can now push forward. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to the reading of Genesis 9, 8 to 17. Let's look at something here. The covenant. To Abraham, he said, "Behold, my covenant is with thee." As we heard last 2 weeks. "Behold, my covenant is with thee." Then he told Noah, "I will remember my covenant." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And here we know that there has been what? A kind of a covenant between the two preachers and Rahab. Amen. Genesis 9, 8, 17. "And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and every living creature that is with you, of the fowls, of the cattle, and of the beasts, and of the earth with you, for all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth." God made a covenant. Amen. "And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." That's the covenant. "And God said, This is the token of the covenant, which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for a perpetual word, generations." As unto this, unto this day. "And I do set my bow." Look at here now. "I do set my bow." That's the rainbow. "I do set my bow in the cloud. And it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth." Amen. Now listen again. "And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud." Amen. Praise God. "Amen. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all the flesh. And the bow in the cloud, I will look upon it." Praise God. "I will look upon it, and I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh and upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that's upon the earth." Praise God. Now, brother, look at it. What is it? God looks upon something. Amen. Our first reading was what? The blood upon the doorpost. Amen. Said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And here to Noah, he said, "I will put a bow over there. And when I look upon the bow, into what? I will remember my covenant with thee." God always look upon something. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God looking upon something. Now the covenant with Noah said, "The bow shall be in the cloud. And when I look upon it, I will remember my covenant. Not to destroy what? The whole earth with what? With water." Amen. And then with Abraham and his seed, he said, "I will establish my covenant with thee and thy seed for an everlasting covenant. I will multiply thee. I will exceedingly make thee what? Fruitful. For me, behold, my covenant is with thee." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we know the covenant between God and Abraham was unconditional. Not that do this and I will do that. He said, "I will multiply thee. I will increase thee exceedingly." And then the covenant with Moses. He said, the blood shall be unto you a token, and upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, yes, sir. God wanting to see something. God wants to look upon something. Amen. And then listen to what? The covenant with Rahab. He said, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread upon the window. And it shall be, see, he will look upon that scarlet cord. And anyone that is under that house where the scarlet cord is, oh, yes, sir, you are saved.
Amen.
God looking upon something.
Amen.
Amen. God looking upon something. Yes, sir. And now we have what? The Spirit covenant. And God made a covenant with Jesus Christ to the world. Whosoever believeth on him will not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. Christ now also a covenant to the people, to you and me, that whosoever believeth in him will not what? Will not perish, but have everlasting life. And he said, therefore, there's no condemnation to anyone who will believe unto his name. There is no condemnation. So, what is God also looking up from us? He looked upon something. Now he's giving us what? Christ, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And so, in our Christ also, God is looking what? Upon the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, let's look at Noah as we move forward.
Amen.
He said, Noah by faith, being warned of God, of things that are yet not seen, he said, Noah was moved with what? Fear. And prepared what? An ark to the saving of his home.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Prepared an ark to the saving of his home. Oh, is it not the same thing that Rahab was doing? Is it not the same thing Rahab was also doing? Oh, making preparation to save what? Her home. Said, swear unto me that my mother, my father, my brothers, my sisters, all, oh, they will also, what? Will be saved from death.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here also, Noah, having heard the word of God, said he was moved with fear. Something that has never happened before. But he was moved with fear. And prepared an ark to the saving of his home. Brethren, this is a challenge.
Amen.
To everyone. Don't say that I'm not yet married and so I don't have children. You have children in your loins.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, why don't you save your own self, isn't it? It's good. So Noah was moved with faith. But what is happening? When Noah was preaching, those days there were scoffers. There were scoffers around. Said, Noah, this promise of rain, when is it coming? This is your message. My grandfather told me about this message. And my grandfather even is dead. And all things continue to go, to move on as normal. And we are talking about rain coming. My grandfather told me. And he's dead and gone. Where is the promise of the rain? Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Today, the same scoffers
Amen.
Are here.
Amen.
Because we are living in Noah's day.
Amen.
The same scoffers are here.
Amen.
And what do they say today? He said, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning, from creation. But my brother, The prophet said something. He said, as we glean through the Bible, he said the cog of the wheel of God moves what slowly but sure.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. The cogs of God's wheel move slowly, but what? But sure. And said, it is what? She's grinding right up there all the time. And one of these days, she will be there.
Amen.
No matter how, it will reach, it will come. Amen.
Amen.
And so he said, take every word of God. People count slack. People count the Lord as his long suffering as what? Slackness. Said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. It will surely come to pass.
Amen.
As men count, but it is his what? His long suffering towards us. Not willing that anyone will perish, but that we all will come unto what? Unto salvation. That's why he's long suffering. Praise God. And so the Bible even goes on to tell us, and so he said, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that therein shall be what? Shall be burned up. And so, my brother, what do you gain from this world? You gain nothing from this world. Everything with what is going to perish will pass away, but his word will never pass away. And so he says, seeing all these things that they will dissolve, what manner of persons do we ought to be?
Amen.
Noah was moved with fear. The flood came anyhow against all impossibilities. Against science, against wisdom of men, the flood came. The cog of God's wheel will surely reach its destination. Now, the prophet, let's look at what he's talked about. We are still on Noah. That the rainbow means what? Covenant. God gave the rainbow sign to Noah as a covenant. And he made a covenant with Jesus Christ to the world that whosoever believeth on him shall not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. He said, could you see God in the rainbow? He said, certainly, God gave that as a covenant. So do you see God in the blood? Amen. You see, he looked upon something. He's no more. See, he looked upon the bow, and then he remembers what? Remembers his covenant.
Amen.
God was in the rainbow. God is in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I had to jump over something because we need to get to the point we are looking for. Now let's we've talked about Noah. Now let's come to Rahab. What happened in Jericho? Now the prophet said, "Listen close now. Do you recognize it? All under it, that's under the blood. All under it was saved in Egypt. In Egypt." All that were under the blood, they were saved. All under it was saved in Jericho, isn't it? And all under it will be saved today. All under the blood will be saved today. They were all that were under the blood in what? In Egypt, they were saved. All that were under the blood, the scarlet cord, in Jericho, they were saved. Today, all that will be under the blood will be saved. Amen. The blood shall be unto you for a token. Now let's look at Rahab now. The message book, Why Little Bethlehem, preached in Jeffersonville, 1958, paragraph 52. It said, she was a Gentile, a prostitute committing fornication, and she was a type of the Gentile church. Amen. Now Rahab is what? A type of you and me. Let's look at it. And she was a type of the Gentile church. And we were all out in spiritual prostitution. Yes. Before coming into this message, before the eagle passed over of the barnyard where we were, when we heard our names and responded, we were what? We were also spiritually in prostitution, committing spiritual what? Fornication against God of heaven, and in all kinds of stuff, and all kinds of denominations and what? Religions. That was where we were, isn't it? Oh, that was where I was myself. Praise God. I was in the barnyard of Presbyterian. Yes, sir. And I thought I was a really good Christian. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. But I always, every Sunday I'm at the stadium. Praise God. Playing football. See? But I thought I was a Christian.
Amen.
Standing in the ways of what? Sinners. Sitting on the seat of scoffers. That's what I was. But I thought I was a Christian. So we were all committing what? Spiritual fornication against God in heaven. In all kinds of stuff and all kinds of denominations and what? Religions. But when we heard that there was a God that still lived, that could perform miracles quickly, we received the message. That's where we are today, brethren. And he said, and this young woman, after she's got her first hearing of God, she heard that there was a God of miracle who could perform miracles. He dried up the seas and the rain bread out of heaven. Her heart began to tremble. When she heard this message, when she heard this testimony, that there is a God that could what? Open the sea and make his children to walk on dry grounds. And he was what? Feeding them with bread from heaven. Oh my. He said when she heard it, she began to tremble. And when she heard also that he's a God. Now listen to what the prophet said here. When she also heard that she's a God that answers prayer.
Amen.
Not only a God that we pray to, but a God that answers back.
Amen.
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 So she was convinced.
Amen.
So my brother, the God that we are serving, he's not just a God that we pray to. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. But he's a God. Believe that he's a God that answers back.
Amen.
Because he's a living God.
Amen.
And he answers back upon what? Your testimony.
Amen.
That's why he said, I am the high priest sitting on the right hand side of God.
Amen.
Oh, doing what? Receiving what? Your confessions, making them good. If only you believe it, then if you receive it. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, and this young woman, after she had had her first hearing of God who answers prayer, not only a God to pray to, but a God that answers back, she heard that there was a God of miracle. He could perform miracles. He dried up seas and rained bread from heaven. Her heart began to what? Tremble. And when he got the first message from the two preachers that were over, quickly, she accepted it with all her heart. Amen. That's why the two preachers had not yet gone. He tied what? She tied the scarlet cord. She doesn't want to miss even 1 second in the presence of God. She wants the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, he said the message was so inspiring, so plain by revelation. She pleaded for salvation, and not for her alone, but what? For her family. Amen. And then he said, there was a scarlet cord bound at her window for a protection for her house. Bound there for a protection for what? For her house. A display that she had received the message. A display that she had what? Received the message. My brother, we got to display something. Yes, sir. A display. There it was there. Displaying publicly, openly, for everyone to see that something has happened in that house.
Amen.
Praise God. A revival is going on in that house. A display of the blood of Jesus Christ. Brethren, if you have the seed of God in you, it will impregnate you.
Amen.
And no pregnancy can be what? Hidden. It will be displayed.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It will come out for everyone to see.
Amen.
Amen. So it is. The display of the blood in your life. So there is applied the blood of Jesus, which was the scarlet cord. The blood of Jesus Christ, the scarlet cord typed was the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, she hung it from her window publicly. The blood was displayed publicly. That's the way the blood got to be displayed. That's the way the blood got to be displayed. Publicly hanging from what? The outside. To show that on the inside, something has taken place.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Brother, your life outside. See? What you show, your life, is that the display of what has what is going on inside. Your life, you are displaying something every day. You are displaying. And the display that you are displaying publicly, it shows what is going on inside. So if it is Christ inside, oh, the outside world will show Christ. If it is another spirit that is inside, it will show outside. You can't hide it. You will try to hide it, my brother, my sister. Oh, you will try to hide it. But, you see, it will shoot out. You can't hide it. That's the way the blood got to be displayed. Publicly hanging from outside of the wall to show that on the inside, something had taken place. So that's the way the true believer in Christ, that is the way the true believer in Christ, this night, here he said this morning, on the outside, a true believer on the outside is the display of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to show something took place on the inside. Hallelujah. So, in Jericho, the type of the blood was applied. And under it, all were saved. Amen. So, my brethren, tonight, said, remember, the covenant blood. That's for us, the covenant blood. The covenant blood is not what? It's not recognized. Without the token.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, it is The spirit, that is what is the token. God looks upon what? The token. Amen. He looked upon something. He looked upon the token. And the blood is what? The token. The Holy Spirit is the token.
Amen.
In your life. That's what God is looking upon it. So the token is a sign that the purchased has been made. And being accepted, the Holy Spirit, life that is in you, it shows that what? You are purchased. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have accepted. Oh, yes, sir. Praise God. Is that now, you can't get the token from the railroad fare without what? Without paying a price. See, if you want a token, you see, in Rome, they call their bus ticket a token. Amen. Because when you buy a ticket of 1 euro, you can use it for 1.5 hours. Later, they reduce it to 1 hour. Just very, see, you pay just what? Something small. But the service that is being given you, so much. You can take what? The tram, you can take the bus, you can take the train with the same ticket. Just 1 euro. You can handle it for what? 1 good hour. Praise the Lord. And one time, I went to wash my car. I was surprised. When I go to the machine, they've written their token. I brought it. I left it on the table, the coin. So I just kept it. They've written token. So you put what? 1 euro, then the token will come out. Praise God. And then with that token, you put it into the what? The machine that, brother, here is it. You put 1 euro, and then you receive this. We call it token. I say, wow, that's great. Then now with the token, I put it into the machine. And my car is so dirty. But when the token was applied, and I took the hose, oh, it washed down all the dirt. Oh, praise God. So whilst I was doing the whole thing, this thing was triggered. So praise God. Praise God. Who told these people that this about this token matter? Amen. My car was dirty. He said, the problem is that you have to pay a price for what? For the token. And the price is what? Just very little.
Amen.
Amen. The price is just very little. But the way that the token can do for you, oh, is so marvelous. Look at my dirty car. So dirty. But when the token was put in, took the hose, it brought all the debt down.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Make it so shining.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Brethren, you've got to pay a little price.
Amen.
And that little price is what? Just believing.
Amen.
The little price you got to pay. My brother, believe.
Amen.
And be obedient to the word. That's all the price you pay.
Amen.
And all the debts that is in you will be washed out.
Amen.
Praise God. All the debts. Oh, there is a fountain.
Amen.
Which is flowing. And when you plunk in. Oh, yes, sir. Please, somebody that come and give me that song. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is water fountain.
Amen.
And when you plug in what? It washes all your guilty stains.
Amen.
And it needs what? It needs a little price to be paid.
Hallelujah.
And that is what? To believe and to be obedient unto the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, he said, what? Believe it. Accept it. Full obedience to the whole word of God. It will what? It will entitle you to the token.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Full obedience. Not part of it.
Amen.
As for what? As for your denomination, let it go. But all of it, full obedience to the word, which is Christ, bring you into what? Into Christ.
Amen.
A little price paid. My dirty car was as what? Bright. Amen. A little token, believing, and be obedient to the word. All our guilty stains, all our debts will be washed away.
Amen.
A little token. That Rahab, the little thing that she needed to do was to tie the scarlet cord. And it paid what? A big price. Saving herself and the whole of her home. A little price. A little time with the Lord. It pays a lot. A little time. A little time. The display of the blood. Yes, my brother. The display of the blood.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Hallelujah. Sinners plunge beneath the blood, lose all their guilty sins, my Lord, lose all
shall never lose its save to save
and oh,
I save
to
sin no more.
To
Lord,
the
man
save
till I die, it shall be till, till I die.
Redeeming
love,
in my name,
it shall
be till.
As you stand before him, as the prophet said, we shall not take anything along with us. We shall not take anything of this world with us. This my coat. Looks, some brother, a brother was telling me it looks so nice. I can't take it away. I have to leave everything here. But he said, one thing we shall take along with is our character. We shall take one thing, just one thing along to go and meet him. Our character. He said, your character is God's character. God, he said, that's the kind of character you are. Because you are the character of your father. See? Now we heard about the question of safety. The prophet is saying here, believe for safety. See? You want your own safety. You believe for your safety. Then apply the token for the whole family. Are you listening?
Hallelujah.
Like the talking for the whole family, see? You say, how can I do that? The prophet said, claim it. Claim it. Praise God. Claim it for your children, for your home, for your family. Claim it. He said, if it works on you, then you and the word becomes one. Then the prophet said, amen, amen. See,
hallelujah.
It works for both of you. You and the word are one. Then apply it to your children. Oh, yes, sir. Tonight, apply it to your children. Apply it to your loved ones. How? Simply by living it yourself.
Hallelujah.
By living it yourself. Like Rahab did, she applied the token to her father. She applied it to her mother. She applied it to her brothers and sisters and got them all in.
Hallelujah.
So Rahab was in there herself. No more in the streets. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So before you can apply it to your loved ones, to your children, you got to be in it yourself. Rahab, she was what? A woman that was what? Roaming about the streets. Always out looking for business. But now, she has a word. She had to stay in the presence of God. So you got to be in. Stay in. That is the answer. Display the life. Your children are watching. Display the life. That train the child the way to go. And when he grows, he will not depart from it. Amen. Stay under the blood.
Hallelujah.
Then the prophet said here, you apply it by saying, now listen to what the prophet said, Lord, I'm going after my son. Lord, I'm going after my son. I'm going after my daughter.
Hallelujah.
The prophet is praying. Pray alongside with him. I claim her. Satan, you turn her loose.
Hallelujah.
I'm coming after her. I apply my token, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, that lives within me. Catch my daughter there. Catch my daughter.
Hallelujah.
I'm going for her now. With your anointing upon me. And the prophet said, he will do it.
Hallelujah.
He will do it. Amen. Tonight. Claim it. He said, claim it. Claim it. Claim it. Claim it tonight.
Amen.
Upon your house. Upon your home. Upon your family. Upon your loved ones. Claim it tonight. Claim it. I claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. That my home, my house is saved under the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan, you have no way, no sickness, amen, no disease. Oh, yes. I have applied the blood tonight. The token. I've applied it tonight. Satan, get loose. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is here. Not by our might. Not by our power.
Amen.
But it's by your spirit tonight. Amen.
we have claimed. We have set our home under the scarlet cord, under the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, we believe it, Lord. With all obedience, Lord, we commit our little ones, Lord, into your hands. We know that, Lord Jesus, the spirit of this world is to destroy evil all around them. They've been going to school exposed to all kinds of spirits. But Lord Jesus, one thing tonight we know, that they are under the blood.
Amen.
The Lord,
hallelujah,
Satan have no claim over them.
Amen.
That these children, as long as, Lord, you live, as long as you tarry,
amen,
these children are going to grow and serve you with all their hearts.
Amen.
There will be vessels in your home, Lord. Father, now open your arms. Oh, yes, Lord, and receive everyone tonight. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, O God, for your wonderful presence tonight. What you have exercised, Lord, within us, what can we say than to say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Blessed be thy name. Thank you in Jesus. How many appreciate him?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Lord. My son leader, just give us a song. Amen. Let's sing one song. How many believe tonight?
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Yes. Yelelai, Elohe, I will long to worship you. Oh, Elohe. Lord, we come to you in worship.
Hallelujah.
Matter what the circumstance,
no matter the situation,
no matter what the situation, we will live.
We will lift our holy hands.
Elola, Elola, Elola,
Elohim,
Elohim.
How
we long,
we long, Lord,
to worship you,
to worship you, Jesus.
Elola,
but with your spirit here before us, in righteousness we rise and sing.
Elohim,
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 Elohim.
So thankful tonight, oh God, for you are a merciful God unto us, Father. Lord, you are so mindful of us, Lord, that you had to play this over and over in the days of the Old Testament. For your word says, Lord, these things happened for our example. Lord, you had to bring the story of Rahab to come to pass, that we may have an example. For you are determined, Lord, that we should not miss it, Lord. Father, and you played it out, Lord, in the days of Noah, Lord. Yes. Father, you played it out, Lord, even in the life of Abraham, our father of faith. Lord, that when this day would come, Lord, we would have all these examples to look back to. That, Father, we would not miss it, the things that you have done for us and the things that are coming to pass, Lord. For indeed, these are evil days, Lord. Father, all the signs that you gave us, Lord, are pointing to that, that the hour is soon coming when you would come to take us away. Lord, oh God, may we be found, oh God, having taken all diligence to make sure, Lord, that we have pressed into the kingdom. That the token is on full display, Lord, in our lives. That we have not left any stone uncovered, but we have searched diligently in every place, Lord, to take out the things that do not please you, Father. We are so thankful, Lord, for your word. Help us, Lord, that we may take it, Lord, as we go, Father, and meditate upon it, Lord. May we continually think on these words, Lord, and continually play our part, Lord, to display that token for the sake of our loved ones that are around us, Lord, that haven't yet come in. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we would live our lives in such an example that they will be so thirsty, Lord, that they would also want to press in, Lord. I pray, Lord, if there be any in our midst tonight, Lord, that haven't found this grace, Lord, oh God, may you put it on at their hearts, Lord, that they may thirst for it, Lord. Father, until you have revealed yourself unto them, we pray, may you grant us grace in our families, every brother, every sister here, Lord. Oh God, Father, to be the high priest of our families, that we may stand and do our duty. Father, for the enemy has gone out like a lion, roaring to seek whom he may devour. And we have seen how he has targeted many of our children, Lord. But we are determined to go with them. We are not leaving them behind. Oh God, it's in our hearts, Lord, to claim them tonight, Lord, under the blood of Jesus Christ, that, Lord, the enemy has had an advantage for a long time, but we have something that is mightier than him, the word of God, and we stand against him tonight, claiming our little ones. We pray for them, Lord, that they may ever see the right example in our lives, that whatever we do when we open our mouths to speak, Lord, it may be only for the unsearchable riches of thy glory. Father, let us never be guilty, oh God, of bringing condemnation, Lord. Father, bringing disrepute to your word. But let us be, Lord, Father, witnesses of thy grace, Lord. Be with us, Father, I pray. Lord, for the saints that were not here tonight, we commit them to you, Father. May you be with them, Father, that, Lord, when we would meet on Friday, Lord, they would also be here and we would rejoice together, Lord. Bless our brother Maxwell, Lord. May you restore unto him, Father, Lord, the strength and the virtue, Lord. And the song leader, Lord, may you also restore unto him, Lord, what he has given out, Father, for the glory of your kingdom. Be with us, Lord, until we meet again. We commit ourselves to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Oh, how many love him?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Let's sing our last song and...
Oh, my boat of life sails in trouble with whenever there's a wind in my sail. Oh, that I am afraid, who watches over me when the breeze tends into a gale. Oh, I
I know
the master of the ring.
Oh, I know, I know, I know. Oh,
I know the maker of the ring.
He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again.
Hallelujah.
I know the master of the wind.
Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know.
I know the master of the wind.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
Oh, I know the maker of the rain.
Oh, he can calm the storm and make the sun shine again.
I know the master of the wind.
Oh, sometimes I soar
like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be found. And on it dead storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low but never brings me down.
God bless you.
Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know. Oh, I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know. I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.